Welcome to the MasterChef Grand Finale, the biggest culinary event of the year. This country's two greatest home cooks are about to battle it out to determine which one can be called America's next MasterChef. America's 40 best home cooks were unleashed in the MasterChef kitchen.
30 minutes to change your life.
To battle for their ticket into the competition.
I have nothing to go back to.
A MasterChef white apron. But to become the very best, we put each and every home cook...
It will not happen!
...through fierce pressure... Live. ...and intense challenges.
The cowboys are arriving.
Come on, just bring it!
Where is my fish?
Your Vegas entertainers have arrived.
Woo!
What is this? It's a celebration, not a cremation.
We only cared about one thing, how well they could cook.
I'm very impressed.
It's incredible.
By the end...
I'm sorry, your MasterChef journey ends here.
Just two talented home cooks remain. And it all comes to a dramatic conclusion tonight. The first home cook is Derek. A 28-year-old musician from Fort Myers, Florida.
Before MasterChef, I was a struggling drummer living gig to gig. My cooking was at home for friends and family and my girlfriend, and everyone said, your food is so amazing, you need to do something with it. And here I am, laying it all on the line.
Driven and competitive, Derek has never been afraid to let his fellow competitors know...
Yeah, baby.
...that he considers himself the front man in the kitchen.
Bring me sliced tomatoes, please. Follow me and wipe the plate.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Derek.
And challenge after challenge,
Derek.
Derek, he has presented us with dishes worthy of the world's finest restaurants.
The presentation is gorgeous.
For the first time in this competition, Derek, I would change nothing.
Thank you. The trophy, the money, the title, the cookbook, it's life-changing, and I came here to change my life.
Will Derek's sophisticated palate and stunning plating be enough to take home the title of MasterChef? The only hurdle that stands in Derek's way is Claudia. A 31-year-old events manager from La Mesa, California.
Me and my daughter live in a one-bedroom apartment where we share a bed.
Oh my goodness.
And winning MasterChef would completely change me and my daughter's life. Being a single mom, I have to be able to show my daughter that no matter what we've been through in our lives, you simply cannot give up.
Week by week, Claudia managed to transform rustic dishes by harnessing the culinary power of a Mexican heritage. Tell me about the dish. What are you doing?
I am making a sweet corn tamale. I'm making a tres leches birthday cake.
Wow.
It's a pork cheek tostada stack.
You're playing to your strengths again. I love that about you.
Dish is worthy of the biggest cooking competition in the entire world.
It's delicious. I love it.
Dang. You are here for a purpose, and that's to become America's next MasterChef.
I'm super, super proud of where I come from, and I want to be able to show the judges that Latino cooking is definitely worthy of winning this title.
Tonight, can Claudia's authentic modern Mexican flavors be enough to take the title back to La Mesa, California?
Congratulations, Derek and Claudia, on making it here to the MasterChef finale. You had to beat so many talented competitors to get to where you are standing right now. But tonight, they have returned to this kitchen to cheer you on. You've both been away from home for a long time. Derek, you've talked about your mother a lot. What do you think that she would say to you?
Today, she would just come out here and tell me to make my dreams come true.
Let's find out exactly what they would have to say. Please welcome your family and friends.
Yeah, baby!
Your girlfriend, Kimberly, dad, Kyle.
Dad.
What's up, son?
And your mom, Stacy.
Hi, Mom.
And if there's one piece of advice that you could give him tonight, what would it be?
Just to stay very focused, because he's got what it takes to do it. I'm very proud of him.
Claudia, how are you feeling?
I haven't seen my daughter in months.
Please welcome your family and your friends. Your daughter, Yanixia.
Oh, mamita.
Your mother, Julia. And your stepfather, Martin.
Wow. Claudia.
Yes, chef.
Now there is a support team and a half.
Everyone here means so much in my life, but this little girl right here is the reason why I'm here, you know?
Julia, did you know that she had within her what it takes to get to the MasterChef finale?
Yes. Her strive in life has been very, very strong always. And I'm very proud of her.
Thank you, mommy.
Incredible. Family members, please say your final goodbyes and wish your loved ones good luck. This is it.
I'm good.
Tonight, we expect a three-course culinary masterpiece, an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert.
You'll each have 10 minutes in the pantry to get everything you need to cook us the best three-course meal of your lives. Your 10 minutes in the pantry starts now.
Derek versus Claudia. Five-star dining versus this melting pot, rustic, Mexican, amazing food. It's gonna be tough. I don't know who's gonna win this.
For Derek, this is the biggest concert of his entire life. And to Claudia, this is her chance to start a new life for her and her daughter. My vote is for Claudia to win this whole thing.
Derek and I, we've had our differences in the past. It's time to bury the hatchet. I want to support Derek. I think he's going to do a great job.
First up, your appetizer. Derek, what are you making for your appetizer?
Tonight, I'm doing a spiced pork belly with watermelon three ways.
Claudia, what are you going to be making for your appetizer this evening?
I will be making a wheat tlacoche tamale with a crispy pork chicharron, embellished with an amazing cactus salsa, and then finished off with an avocado crema.
Clearly, neither of you are playing it safe tonight.
You'll both have just 60 minutes to make us those stunning appetizers. Your 60 minutes starts now. Let's go.
You got this, baby.
Today, I'm setting the bar higher than anyone. I'm going to crush it. I'm crushing the bar. I'm bringing my plating in this finale to a whole another level.
Today is do or die. I have been preparing for this day for the last 5 years. I don't even think that Derek knows what's about to hit him.
This is truly the most electric, the most explosive cat fight in the kitchen. Wow!
It's modern Mexican cuisine versus contemporary American as Claudia and Derek battle it out over a three-course dinner that they'll serve to the MasterChef judges.
For my appetizer, I'm making a wheat tlacoche tamale served with a cactus salsa and an avocado crema.
I'm doing a spiced pork belly with watermelon three ways.
Wow. Christina Graham, this is it. Derek's adventurous appetizer, the spiced pork belly.
It's rich, it's elegant, it's luscious.
Unctuous.
Derek is really going for it. He is not holding anything back.
Nah. Big question tonight. Can you braise a pork belly in an hour?
It's so hard because you got to get it crispy as well, right? So it's like cooking it twice.
And then Claudia, starting off with a tamale. When have you seen a tamale on a fine dining plate?
But I think it's really interesting that she's putting wheat tlacoche in there. It's that sort of fermented corn,
truffle.
Deep It's a Mexican truffle.
It's a Mexican truffle.
If she can get it right, that dish is a home run.
Yes, yeah, Claudia. Claudia, come on.
Claudia, Claudia. 30 minutes Claudia, gone. 30 Claudia, minutes to go. Halfway, guys. Let's go. All right, Claudia, how are you feeling?
I am feeling great, Seth.
How'd you give a tamale for now? How'd you get it looking good?
I'm going to be bringing all of those Mexican flavors, you know, an avocado crema, you know, some of those squash blossoms to really elevate that plate. Mexican cooking has been underrated for so long, and that's exactly why I came here. I wanted there to be a Mexican master chef.
Yes, tamales!
Good luck.
Yes, chef, thank you.
Woo. Come on, Derek, you got this. Derek.
How we doing?
Good, we want to hear more.
So I'm doing the pork belly spiced with watermelon three ways, pickled watermelon rind, a watermelon stalk, and then I'm going to infuse watermelon with lime juice, Thai basil, really bringing in a lot of flavor.
Well, I mean, from pickling to cryovacking and using a pressure cooker for pork belly, there's so much that can go wrong.
You know, I actually don't think it's risky. When you see it, you're gonna be like, wow, this is Derek on a plate.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Jeez, look at you, Derek. That is amazing.
A lot of Jeopardy with Derek.
He's never done
these techniques, never used a cryovac machine. He's doing a pressure cooker.
That needs to braise for at least 40, 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then you got to take it out. And then you got to get the fat crispy.
Yeah, for sure.
How does Claudia look?
Claudia is elevating a tamale to the fine dining aspect.
Tamale, it's time to come out.
Careful with that.
There you go.
You can see those tamales now.
Incredible, beautiful,
beautiful.
Those tamales smell amazing,
yep,
Claudia.
They're sabroso.
That's extraordinary. Tasting your own food and then crying. Wow, that's a first for me.
Yeah, nice, Claudia.
I wish you could taste that. I wish you could taste that.
Here we go, moment of truth.
Yes, yes.
Oh, it's like butter.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Last 10 minutes, guys. Come on. Stephen.
Yes, sir.
What's going through your mind?
I think Derek has a great imagination, and he's setting a trend, you know? And I think that what he's doing right now is blowing my mind, you know?
Hey, Stephen. Shelly.
Yes, chef.
How's it looking from up there?
Claudia putting her culture, her heritage, and who she is on a plate. And from day one, every single plate she's put out is with love. And if she puts out love today, she's going to win this.
Less than 2 minutes to go. Come on.
Does he have enough time to play, do you think?
Yeah, he does, Stacy.
God, I'm shaking.
Guys, remember, we eat with our eyes as well. It's got to look beautiful.
That looks gorgeous, Claudia.
Thank you.
I'm freaking out.
Come on, 30 seconds left.
Here we go.
Come on, guys. Woo! Let's go.
Claudia, Claudia.
Here we go. 10,
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done.
Derek, Claudia, please bring your appetizers down. Derek, who do you think has it in the appetizer challenge?
The pork is crispiest I've ever got the skin. I mean, it's right on. With all due respect, I think I've got it.
Claudia, how do you feel?
I feel like my dish definitely stacks up. I think I've got the height taken care of, too.
It's not always about being the tallest.
Wow. Please, very carefully, bring those stunning appetizers into the MasterChef restaurant. Thank you.
It's the finale. If you want to win, you got to take risks. Cooking pork belly in an hour using a vacuum compress machine. I took it to another level, and it's going to pay off.
It is now time to begin tasting your appetizers. Derek, let's begin with you, please. Please describe what we have in front of us.
A spice pork belly with watermelon three ways. I made a sauce, I pickled the rind, and then I compressed and infused the watermelon squares.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Yeah,
I love it. It's refreshing. It's dangerous. It's edgy. It's you, really. It's all you've been in this competition. The flavors work. And it's hard to believe you're eating rich braised pork belly because that melon just lifts everything back up. What do I've done differently? More pickle, because the rind is delicious. But apart from that, I mean, honestly, I'm gonna rave. I love it. I absolutely love it. Brilliant.
Thank you, Chef.
I know that this entire competition, you've always given us beautiful presentations. So obviously you created the bar that exists for you to sort of live up to. And you have met and exceeded that bar by far this evening.
Thank you.
This belongs on a menu, for sure. Concentrating the flavor of that watermelon and then seasoning it with the togarashi. I mean, right now my palate's still singing with the heat that was in that sauce. This is the greatest hit. This is a front man dish, right? This is rocking. Good job.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, Claudia, time to taste your appetizer. Please bring them up.
Absolutely. My appetizer is very humble, but I really hope the judges see that it's an elevated plate that could be presented in any one of their restaurants.
So first, explain the dish to me.
You have a wheat lococha tamale with a cactus salsa, finished off with an avocado crema and a crispy pork chicharron.
We're used to grabbing a tamale out the back of a $3 food truck and eating it to go, so why on a night like tonight, when there is so much at stake, a pantry full, laced with some of the best ingredients anywhere in the world, but why the tamale in the finale? Claudia, we used to grabbing a tamale out the back of a $3 food truck and eating it to go, so why on a night like tonight, when there is so much at stake, a pantry full, laced with some of the best ingredients anywhere in the world, but why the tamale in the finale?
I will never shy away from who I am. And a lot of Mexican cuisine, chef, is the simplest of ingredients elevated.
It's incredible. It really is. You've turned street food into something unique. It's rustic, but it delivers a punch. The cactus salsa is just incredible. It's got finesse. What would I change? A little bit more acidity.
Got it.
And maybe a touch more of the avocado crema, because it needs that smoothness against the roughness, that tamale.
Yep.
But great job.
Thank you.
These squash blossoms, the nopales, it's so incredibly balanced. Great job.
Thank you, sir.
Know it's from you. I can feel the love watching you taste your dish and have an emotional moment. That's what food should do. And I think it's clear that you gave that to us in spades tonight.
Thank you, Chef.
Wow. All right, guys, why don't you go back to the kitchen and get ready for your entrees?
Thank you, Chef.
Thank you, Chef.
Wow, I have to say that is the best start we've ever had
ever
in this entire competition.
Hands down.
Derek's pork belly, he's got some balls to braise that pork belly in that short period of time and then crisp it the way he did. You got to give it to him. Yeah.
Derek, for me, just inched out a little bit ahead.
His was good, but Claudia is cooking la vida loca. I mean, she is putting flavors together. She's taking something humble, the tamale, the avocado, the salsa. No one in the years that we've done this have ever come out guns blazing and doing something with a cactus.
That's just one course out of three. So it's going to be a tough call.
Derek and Claudia, it is now time to get started on your entrees.
Your 60 minutes starts now. Let's go.
Yes.
Wow, we've never had a standard so early on this competition so high.
For my entree, I'm making a pan-seared venison with root vegetables, a huckleberry sauce, and garnished with a puff pastry cage.
Yes! Come on, Claudia!
For my entree, I will be making a grilled swordfish with chayote, Mexican squash, and chickpeas two ways.
Come on, guys.
Come on!
Claudia.
All right, yes, Claudia, talk to us about your dish. It looks like you have your swordfish marinating.
Yes, I have my swordfish marinating with a little bit of olive oil and some Mexican seasonings.
16 minutes is not a lot of time. What are you worried about?
The swordfish is much larger than what I'm used to. And so just making sure that I don't overcook that is huge in my book.
Yep. If it's too under, you can't really serve it. If it goes over, it's dry like a sawdust from the ocean.
Exactly.
Horrible.
Good luck.
Thank you so
Good
much.
Good job.
Vice, talking about this intricate puff pastry cage, where are we going with that one?
That is kind of a play off of your Wellington. It's going to be just a little crunch to the plate and also add some visual aspects.
What are you worried about? Is it lattice? Is it venison?
It's just the timing of it all. I got a lot to do.
You don't like doing things simple, do you?
When have I done anything simple?
Good luck. Come on, Derek, you got this. Halfway, guys. 30 minutes gone. 30 minutes remaining.
Go, guys. How is Derek
looking? So Derek is under immense pressure. He's got so much to get done in 60 minutes. He's now working on that lattice work. He's only made three of them. So you must have an insurance policy.
Wow.
Here we go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Claudia's the opposite. She seems pretty laid back.
So I'm really worried about the swordfish. The temperature needs to be absolutely perfect. I mean, it's quite thick, so she's going to get those marks.
Yep.
The grill's smoking, so that looks incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Four minutes to go. Come on, guys. Please.
Hi. Derek's got his lattice work out.
Beautiful.
Pulling the lattice off.
Careful, Derek. Don't break it. Oh. Keep that momentum going. You got this.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, beautiful.
Oh. 60 seconds to go. Last minute. Let's go. Come on, guys.
Yeah. All right.
20 seconds to go, guys. Come on.
Okay, you two, it is the moment of truth. Time to taste those beautiful entrees. Let's go.
We'll start with Derek, please. Thank you.
I created the dish of my life.
Ladies first.
Thank you.
I'm a showman, and it is a show on a plate. It's something you want to look at. I didn't play it safe at all.
Derek, describe the dish, please.
A pan-seared venison with root vegetables, a huckleberry sauce, and a puff pastry cage.
It's got sheer finesse. I mean, if we were sat in the restaurant, it's like a souffle entering the room. I want one of those. Nice crisp. Love that. And you're aiming for medium rare, right?
A little closer to the rare side.
I love that you gave as much care to the baby vegetables as you did to the venison itself. It's a definite hit.
Thank you.
I love the cage. Seasoned so well. Overall, very in control dish.
Thank you.
It's stunning. It tastes beautiful. It's seasoned correctly. I need a spoon less puree. Big deal. The elements are there. A beautiful glass of red wine with that, then you've nailed it. It's just, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
You delivered.
Thank you, chefs.
Claudia, can you match that level, please? Present your entrees.
This entree looks stunning, but if I cook this swordfish a second over, it is literally me handing over the win to Derek.
Describe the dish, please.
A grilled swordfish served over sauteed chayote and fresh chickpeas, finished off with salsa verde and Mexican squash on top.
I got nervous when you cooked it on the grill to begin with because you were charring them beautifully. But to get this level of caramelization, my big fear is that it's overcooked. It smells incredible. It looks so inviting. But if this swordfish is dry, it's game over. It smells incredible. It looks so inviting. But if this swordfish is dry, it's game over. Beautiful. It's fragrance, it's floral, it's got character. It's you, 100%. I've never tasted a salsa verde that vibrant. I want more of it. This is your most accomplished dish that you've ever cooked in this competition so far.
Thank you so much, chef. That means a lot.
You couldn't have done more justice to that swordfish. I mean, the cook on it's incredible. I think the only thing harder than nailing the cook on a swordfish for a chef is to find their own voice. And not only did you find your own voice, but I mean, you're like singing from the rooftops because it's a phenomenal dish. Great job.
My favorite part of the dish was that squash with the lime vinaigrette. I mean, you opened my eyes to something that I would have never thought of. And that is the sign of a great chef.
Thank you, chef.
Not making it easy, huh?
Derek and Claudia, why don't you go back to the kitchen and get ready to wow us with that final course of desserts.
Yes, chef.
Good job.
Thank you, chef.
Well done.
Thank you.
Wow. That has just blown this thing wide open.
Absolutely.
I mean, incredible.
And this is restaurant quality stuff. Yeah.
Derek's venison, great purees, great sauce, great technique, great flair. Amazing. Claudia's swordfish.
The grill marks on that swordfish, that's not a rustic home cook. That is a technician in the kitchen.
Big time.
It is now time for you to both make your desserts. Your 1 hour starts now.
For my dessert, I'm doing a lemon mousse with a dark chocolate shell, a lemon curd, a matcha sponge cake, and a raspberry sauce. I'm not using an oven to bake my sponge cake. I'm using a modern technique that I've never done before. I am doing a 30-second sponge cake. This is a huge risk.
For my dessert, I'm making a hibiscus poached pear with a key lime flan and a pepita brittle. The key lime custard is very finicky. It's absolutely imperative that it has enough time to cool and set. Otherwise, I could potentially not have it on the plate.
Had amazing apps, amazing entrees. Are they going to be able to stick with that and do this here?
This is about them going out on a high. Mm-hmm. I mean, a big high.
Claudia!
Yes, chef.
Looks like you're making a dry caramel in this pot.
Yes, I'm going to be making that dry caramel for the brittle, so I've got to get that going. And the pears are poaching right now, slowly. So I'm just making sure to watch my time because obviously these need to be cooked, and that's a risk I decided to take. But, you know, it's a risk that I think is definitely worthwhile.
All right, good luck, Claudia.
Thank you, chefs.
You got this, babe.
Right. How you doing?
Excellent, chef.
Talk about this cake.
I'm going to make a matcha green tea sponge cake.
I'm using a whipped cream maker. I gotta shake it up, and then I'm putting it into cardboard cups, and I'm going to steam them in the microwave.
So I build this amazing kitchen for you, and you start cooking in the microwave.
I don't have time for anything else.
Good luck.
Thanks, chef.
Halfway, guys. Come on.
Oh, I knew it.
Which agua?
Water splashed inside when I moved the tray.
Oh.
This is like worst case scenario ever.
The water went into the mousse, which is never going to set.
I need to throw these out and start all over again. And losing this time is critical.
Claudia is really up against it. She could lose it here.
Keep going.
You got it, Claudia.
10, minutes remaining.
You got this, Derek.
Keep it going.
You got this.
Keep it going, Derek.
Too thick.
It's not coming out.
Batter's too thick.
I learned this technique to save time, but I'm having so much trouble getting the cake mix out into the cup. I'm wasting so much time right now.
Come on, kid. Stay focused.
Ryan, I can't open it either. This could cost me the whole thing, this little piece of cake. But I'm determined to get it on the plate, so it's $250,000 or bust.
What is happening?
Let it go.
Ryan.
Ten minutes remaining.
Too thick.
It's not coming out.
The batter's too thick.
Right.
Derek is tenacious. He's determined to get this microwave cake done.
What is happening?
Is it really worth spending 15 minutes wrestling this canister? Let it go.
Yes, perfect.
You got this, Derek. You got this.
Last 5 minutes.
Go, guys!
Okay. The Claudia's flan are out.
Watch your water. Watch your water.
I know. I've got to take them out really carefully.
She's got to get them set now in the fridge.
Yes. Go. Refrigerator. Come on. Come on.
Gorgeous, Claudia. We love it.
60 seconds to go.
Bye.
Last minute.
Yeah, come on, Derek.
It's all coming down to these desserts. Derek's is filled with technique. He's tempering the chocolate. He's got his lemon curd. It looks artistic. He's got this.
You got it.
Yep.
Yeah, good. Come on. Come on, Inga. Come on.
Let's go. Claudia's hibiscus poached pear is a beautiful masterpiece.
Oh.
But no matter who walks away with the trophy, they're both master chefs to me.
Claudia. Yes, sir.
Claudia is signing the plates with her initials made out of a sauce.
Brilliant. You got this, Derek. You got this.
Keep going, Derek.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and stop.
It's beautiful, Claudia. It's beautiful.
Look at us.
It's beautiful. Incredible.
I hope you're proud.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Please, both of you, present your stunning desserts. Absolutely stunning. Derek, taking a look at Claudia's, how do you feel?
It looks amazing. Real honor cooking next to it.
Now it's time for the most critical tasting of your entire lives, your final course. Please very carefully lift those stunning desserts inside the MasterChef restaurant. Thank you.
Claudia is a very tough competitor. She put up one hell of a dessert and a fight. She's definitely making me earn this.
Derek. Please bring us your dessert.
Thank you.
Derek, please tell me about this dessert.
Here you have a lemon mousse and a dark chocolate shell with a green tea cake and a raspberry sauce.
You should be so proud. Look at that. The bright red from the raspberry sauce, that lemon mousse is so beautifully intact. I mean, it's aerated, which is a sign of a great mousse, and just that paper-thin layer of tempered chocolate. It's gorgeous.
Thank you.
I was nervous that it was going to be too many flavors all over the place, but they really do work.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, the chocolate raspberry is classic. The, you know, microwave green tea cake, very creative and delicious. That lemon mousse is awesome. I could eat this all day. I love this.
Here's the thing. Technically, You nailed it. You pulled it off brilliantly. The texture of the mousse, lovely, light, aerated. But we're getting down to the wire, so we're nitpicking. You wasted 15 minutes out there tonight pissing around with that sponge cake. There's one rule in my kitchen. If it's not right, take it off.
I couldn't give up. That was all. That's all that was going through my head.
Why couldn't you give up?
My mom. Because her voice is in my head. Don't give up. You can do it. And I did.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm.
Okay, Claudia, let's see if your dessert can match Derek's. Claudia, please describe your last course for the evening.
I've brought you a hibiscus poached pear with a key lime custard and a pepita cinnamon brittle.
This is a really eye-opening dessert, and it is 100% all about the pear. They're tender. The sauce, the glaze around them is explosive and tart. Obviously, you were having trouble with the key lime flan, right. But the texture, I mean, it is beautiful.
The pumpkin seed or pepita cinnamon brittle with that little pinch of salt is, like, you need to sell it by the bag full at Claudia's Cocina. Incredibly successful.
Thank you, chef.
Love the hibiscus fragrance. That's nice. It's sort of perfumed. Delicious. Flan, could be more oozing of lime. Mm-hmm. I need the citrus punch. I need the wake up. But, you know, I love it. It's an amazing finish. Well done.
Thank you.
Both of you. Incredible. The next time we see you both, we'll be crowning one of you America's next MasterChef. Please head back into the kitchen so we can try to figure this out. Thank you both.
Thank you, chef.
Thank you, chef.
Great job.
What a finish. I mean, two amazing desserts, but they both were making mistakes tonight. Mm-hmm. And one stopped and started again, and one continued. And that's the difference between those two desserts mm-hmm. tonight.
Derek has always been a real visionary in terms of what modern food looks like, mm-hmm. and I think tonight was no different.
I served the judges art on a plate. I've pushed the boundaries, and I feel like I consistently did that in this entire competition.
A chef is somebody that's defined by what they can do with everyday ingredients and make it delicious. Yes. And no one does that better than Claudia.
I can walk away today knowing that I put every ounce of my passion into all of those dishes. This is my culture. This is my journey. This is me.
Do we have a winner?
Absolutely.
Graham?
Without a doubt.
I agree. Do we have a winner?
Absolutely.
Graham?
Without a doubt.
I agree.
I came here to win this, to show my mom that she made the right sacrifices so I could make my dreams come true. That's what this whole journey is about. And I'm one person away from keeping that promise to her that I will be the next Master Chef.
No matter what decision comes down the pipe, I know that I have a beautiful life and may not be the richest of lives, but I have a beautiful life. And if I win, dreams do come true.
I've seen a lot of home cooks become great in this kitchen, but you two have smashed the barrier. You both have been phenomenal.
Thank you, Chef.
Thank you, Chef.
And that's why we would like both of you to switch places with us. Congratulations.
One of you is about to win a $250,000.
One of you is about to win their own cookbook that will go on sale around the world. And one of you is about to win this incredible trophy.
It was so close. America's next great MasterChef is... Congratulations. Claudia!
Oh, congratulations.
Dreams come true, and it doesn't matter where you come from, you can 100,000,000% make something happen for yourself if you just dig really freaking deep and become the best version of you possible.
Oh my God, honey, I want it.
This is gonna change our lives.
I love you, Mama.
Right. You're brilliant, okay?
Derek is incredible. I have so much respect for him. He has been a front runner from the beginning of the competition. He pushed me to be the chef that I am today.
I love you.
Hi, beautiful. Congratulations.
Claudia put up one hell of a fight. It was epic, and it was a great battle. And, you know, making it this far, I know I made my mom proud.
And the winner is Claudia! Yeah!
I am the first Latina Master Chef. Soy la maestra chef.
Hello!
Good job,
Seth. I am the Master Chef!
One potato, two potato.